From Radio Deutsche Welle, it's Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Diane Erickson. I think you'll agree that we've got an interesting mix lined up for you today. There are a couple of wonderful waltzes and a marvelous march. But first of all, for Italian opera fans everywhere, an excerpt from Manon Lescaut by Puccini, the opera that gave Puccini his first real taste of success. It had its premiere performance in 1893 and never looked back. The classic French novel of the same name on which it was based was already 150 years old in 1893, but the storyline is timeless. It tells of the ill-fated love of a young chevalier for a beautiful but spoiled young woman. The great central themes are those of love, grief, and death. And all these feelings already well up in the music, in the prelude to Act Two.
Thank you.
An intermezzo from the opera Manon Lescaut by Puccini. The Staatskapelle Dresden was conducted by Silvio Varviso. Where Manon Lescaut was the start of something new for Puccini, Carmen was the last great work of Georges Bizet. Sadly, Bizet didn't live to enjoy its enormous success. It has become one of the most popular operas of all time, but wasn't that well received to begin with. The singer chosen for the title role in the original production declined to take it on, saying, "Carmen is too casual, and the end too tragic." I wonder if she lived to regret those words. These days, any singer capable of the part would give her eye teeth for the opportunity. Here is Maria Callas, prima donna assoluta, with the famous Habanera.
Oh,
the unforgettable Maria Callas with the Radio France National Orchestra singing the Habanera from Carmen by Georges Bizet. The conductor was Georges Prêtre. Hard to believe that the 20th anniversary of Maria Callas' death was commemorated this year. It's often said that when Bizet composed Carmen, he created a role model for the emancipated woman, proud, independent, yet thoroughly feminine. She may not seem all that emancipated by today's standards, but then we've come a long way. Not so long ago, composing your own music was considered a male prerogative. The female virtuoso was acceptable, but the female composer, practically unheard of. I think we can all be glad that we've changed our tune on that one, particularly when we hear music by the likes of Josephine Weinlich-Amann. She not only composed, but founded the first all-female orchestra in Vienna. Here is one of her waltzes, with the appropriate title, Freie Gedanken, Free Thoughts.
Thank you.
Gedanken by Josephine Weinlich Amann, performed there by the all-female Vienna Bohemian Quartet. And now moving smoothly from one extreme to the other, the Vienna Men's Chorus. For over 150 years, the chorus has been a leading light in the Viennese music world. Almost exactly 100 years ago, in 1898, it commissioned Strauss the Younger to write a celebratory piece for a gathering of a particularly Austrian phenomenon called the Schützenverein. Various Schützenvereine, which are like social clubs and rifle clubs rolled into one, were having a very special get-together. Strauss had written music for the organization before, but this time they were also celebrating Franz Joseph's 50th anniversary as Emperor of Austria. So it had to be good. And it was. A local newspaper reported that the sparkling melody delighted and thrilled the audience, and it seemed the ovations for Strauss would never end. The melody in question was a march called Aufs Korn, and here it is sung by the one and only Men's Chorus from Vienna. The Vienna Men's Chorus, accompanied by the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, with the march Aufs Korn by Johann Strauss the Younger, conductor Gerhard Track. In the 19th century, the Strauss dynasty dominated the more sophisticated end of popular music across a large area of Europe, which is not to say that they were the only good musicians around. Other first-class musicians just had the misfortune to be living and working in the same time and place as the Strauss clan. One of these overshadowed heroes was Julius Fučík from Prague. Fučík was Antonín Dvořák's star pupil. He joined a military orchestra as a bassoonist and soon became the leader of one of Austria's best-known military orchestras. He subsequently moved to Berlin, where he worked as a composer, writing mainly marches and waltzes. This must be one of his most beautiful pieces, a waltz called Liebesflammen, Flames of Love. Liebesflammen, Flames of Love, by Julius Fučík. The Czech Philharmonic was conducted by Václav Neumann. And that brings today's program to a close. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to tune in again next time. Melody Time is compiled by Barbara Anders and edited by Dieter Klaver and Rick Volker. Romy Singh was today's producer and Ingrid Schober the studio engineer. I'm Diane Erickson. Melody Time is a presentation of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.